all events of all human history point to this one night. All of the successes, all of the failures point us right here. Either the future of humanity is swung wide open or is closed tightly shut because of the events tonight. Because of Holy Week, humanity either lives with hope or drowns in despair for the remainder of their days. And there's a lot of questions that circle around tonight, and rightly so. But there's one question, I think, that kind of surfaces to the top. And this question is usually characterized being asked by kids. We know as adults, we ask this question all the time. It doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. If you are literally being held in the arms of your parents trying to grasp your surroundings, if you're a little bit older and you're trying to understand time, if you're a little bit older than that and trying to understand how relationships work in this world and why your relationships aren't, if you're a little bit older and you're trying to understand calculus, if you're a little bit older and you're trying to understand this whole parenting thing, or if you're a little older and trying to figure out how you go from being the child of your parent to the caregiver of your parent, it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in, we ask the same question. And maybe this is your question tonight. What's that question? Why? Why did Jesus have to die? And I think it's a fair question. It's a fair question if this is your first time hearing the story and you're surprised by the twists and turns and absolutely flabbergasted how it ends. Or if the surprises are kind of rubbed off of the story because you rehearse it every single year. I think it's a fair question to ask tonight. Why? Why did Jesus have to be betrayed by Judas? Why did Jesus have to be betrayed with a kiss? Why did Jesus have to be betrayed for a mere 30 pieces of silver? Why was Jesus arrested in the dead of night? Why was Jesus given a sham trial? Why were a crown of thorns impressed upon his skull? Why was Jesus flogged over and over again? Why was Jesus dressed in purple? Why did Jesus have to carry his own cross? Why did Jesus have to die a criminal's death? Why the nails? Why did Jesus have to die? There's many ways that you can answer that question. But tonight we're going to zero in on a few. Why did Jesus have to die? Because of justice. Because God is a just God. The characteristic of justice being applied to God is usually left out in the cultural narrative of the divine. Usually when culture talks about the divine, talks about God, yes, God is all loving, yes, God is all accepting, yes, God is kind, but usually justice is left out of the equation. And though it's left out of the cultural narrative of God, it is everywhere in the scriptural narrative. You know what justice is. Justice is this idea that all wrongs need to be made right at the end. Justice is this idea that somebody has to be held accountable for the atrocities of this world. You know what justice is, and you know what the atrocities are. You have been enduring them ever since you've been born. But you haven't just been enduring them. You have also brought some of the wicked, some of the evil, some of the atrocities to this world. And yes, justice has to be enacted. And tonight, yes, God does enact justice. God does get justice. But God doesn't hold humanity accountable. God does not hold humanity accountable because if he did, the weight of it would crush us. So tonight, justice is on the shoulders of the one that can support it. Tonight, justice is on the shoulders of Christ. Why did Jesus have to die? Because there had to be a sacrifice. We know in the book of Romans it says the wages of sin is death. There had to be a sacrifice. We see that at the very beginning of Scripture. When Adam and Eve usher chaos and atrocities and wickedness and sin into this world, Adam and Eve, or God, sacrifices an animal for Adam and Eve to clothe their nakedness. In the Passover, before God's people went away from Egypt through the Red Sea on dry ground, there was a sacrifice required, a lamb. Later on in the Old Testament, God sets up an elaborate sacrificial system, including sheep and goats and birds and doves. There had to be a sacrifice. And you know sacrifice. Sacrifice is what happens when the weight of the parents are bearing down on the children because something got broken. And one of the children pipes up, "It was me," even though it wasn't. You know sacrifice. Sacrifice is how you live in your family. Sacrifice is how you operate with your friends. Sacrifice is how you live in parenthood. You know sacrifice. But tonight, your sacrifice is not required. Tonight, Jesus is the lamb. Jesus is the goat. Jesus is the bird. Jesus is the dove. Jesus is the sacrifice and the sacrificer. Why did Jesus have to die? Because of a promise. And if you're here at St. Peter's for the first time, or you've been worshiping with us for a lifetime, let me tell you that we serve a God who keeps his promises. When Adam and Eve entered sin and chaos and evil into the world, God did not run away from the sin. He confronted it with a promise. It was a promise that there would one day come an offspring of humanity. There would be an offspring of that woman. And one day that offspring would crush that ancient, snaky serpent's head. But also, that ancient, snaky serpent would nip at the heels of that offspring. Scripture reveals to us that promise would come through the person of Abraham, and then it was handed down to the person of Isaac, and then it was handed down to the person of Jacob, and Jacob was then named Israel because God's promise is for all of Israel. And then later on in Scripture, we find out that the promise would come through the tribe of Judah, and then through the line of King David. And yes, God kept his promise when Jesus Christ was born. And it's tonight when Jesus crushes the head of that ancient, snaky serpent. But yes, it's also tonight that ancient, snaky serpent nips at his heels. But it seems tonight that serpent gets Jesus' Achilles because Jesus can't seem to hold himself up tonight. I think there's one more reason, though there are a myriad of them, of why Jesus had to die. And I think this one encompasses all three. Why did Jesus have to die? Because of love. Because he loves you. But love is not primarily found in a feeling. Love is primarily found in an action. And tonight, love has a name. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Jesus Christ of Nazareth takes action tonight because love sees a problem and works towards a solution. Love doesn't wait to be wanted. Love always enacts on behalf of the beloved. Love always looks to better the life of the beloved. And tonight we see Christ in action because he takes your sin. He sees your problem and he works towards the solution. And tonight, Jesus doesn't wait to be wanted. Tonight, Jesus doesn't wait for you to want him. No, Jesus enacts love on your behalf. If you come tonight and said, "I didn't want this," too bad. That's not what love does. But I know at some point in time, answers just don't satisfy. It doesn't satisfy us as adults at times. It doesn't satisfy the kids at times. How do I know this? Because when my kids ask me a question and I give them a logical answer, do you know the very next question out of their mouth? Why? I just told you. So I explain it to them again and they say, why? And I explain it to them again and they say, why? And then eventually I have to come around and I say, guys, you just got to trust me here, right? Eventually give it enough time and you'll see what I'm saying is true. If your question is why tonight, and answers don't seem to satisfy, let me tell you the same thing that I told my kids. You're just gonna have to trust me. Eventually you'll come to realize that it's all true. Give it some time. But in this instant, Give it the weekend. Give it 3 days. Because my guess is that on Sunday, you'll come to understand everything. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.